ازيك يا باشمهندس هاري موري؟ يا اخو مينيستر اوف هيلث، ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شين؟ بس يا شو فاو. اوكي، جود مورنينج everybody. اوكي، سو ذا واي وي دوينج خزاره، وي دوينج ذا خزاره في السنسس، بس سينس اون ساندايز وي ليرن هيلث كالامويد، سو وي دو ذا خزاره اون ساندي فور هيلث كالامويد، اند خزاره ذا ريست اوف ذا ويك اون هيلث السنسس. سو ذات ويل ليد اس تو بيج 12 ان ذا خزاره كويشنز. ذاتس ذا بيجينينج اوف ذا خزاره كالامويد. And probably take a week or two, this week or next week, to do that. Okay, cool. Question number one. Ten divrei Rambam in Isur Melacha b'chol ha'moed. So the Rambam says in Perek Zion, Hilchos Yontif, that chol ha'moed, it doesn't say Shabbos on chol ha'moed, so it's not a regular Shabbos. It's Mikra Kodesh. So Rashi says, "Harei uzman chagiga b'mikdash osur masiyas malacha kadei shlo kishay yimei chol ein mem kedusha klal." So it has to have some recognition that it's different than a regular weekday. For osur bo malacha asura makin also makas margus v'nei she isure midivrei sofer. So this is one of the most important things in the Rambam, in his Ksavim, are, and this, someone wrote a whole sefer on this topic, but what does Divrei Sofer mean in the Rambam? Because the simple pshat, Divrei Sofer, means something is only mitrabbanan, is Divrei Sofer. And if you do an Issur Daraisa, like you eat treif, so then you get Malchus Daraisa. If it's only a violation of the Rabbanan, like the Rambam speaks about eating chametz on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so there's an issur de Rabbanan to eat chametz. In other words, midaraisa, from Chatzos onward, you can't eat chametz. And it's machlokis whether there's malchus after Chatzos, or it's just essay, whatever. But in the morning, the Rambam speaks about the whole famous discussion that then that's an issur de Rabbanan, that they added Shavuos de Rabbanan before Chatzos, that we already don't eat chametz on Erev Pesach. And the Rambam speaks about the idea of getting Makas Mardus. Because Makas Mardus is a form of Malchus for Isurei de Rabbanan. So that's what simple pshat is, Divrei Sofer means de Rabbanan. The only thing is, and this is like one of the biggest discussions in the poskim, is that one of the biggest discussions of the poskim is that by Kesef Kedushin, the Rambam writes that it's only Midivrei Sofer. In other words, the Mishnah says in Kedushin there's three ways of getting married, Kesef Shtar Via, and the Rambam says that Kesef Midivrei Sofer. So that led to a whole big discussion about, because L'chora Kesef Kedushin is the Raisa, or they say she's the Raisa. And so some say that the Divrei Sofer there meant that it's not Beferish in the Pasuk, because it's learned out from Gezeirah Shava, Kicha, Kicha, Misnei Ephraim. And so that became like a very sticky subject in the Rambam. What is it? Why did the Rambam use that word, Divrei Sofer? Does he actually mean that it's only the Rabbanan? Because usually, in most cases, when he says Divrei Sofer, it means that, so like over here, when he says Malacha and Chol HaMoed, if you do Malacha and Chol HaMoed that you're not allowed to do, so then you get Makas Mardus, which is usually the way of doing something that is only an issur d'rabbanan. Neshi isur midivrei sofer. Lo kol malachas avoda asur bo piyantav shasofer inyan b'dvarim shasur bo teich lo yom kiyom chol l'chol dover. Ficha yesh malachas asur bo v'yesh malachas mutaris bo. So, but the whole thing is seemingly d'rabbanan. And then he writes ve'elu heim. Kol malachas im lo yasa osa mamodya hefseid. Harbe osimosa. In other words, so if it's what we call a Dover Avod, a Dover Avod. Now, Dover Avod usually means something that you have that you're going to lose. Because you have a field and you're not going to water the field is going to get ruined. So that's a Dover Avod. In other words, there's a difference between Dover Avod and Menias HaRevach. Menias HaRevach means that you're not going to be able to get a gain, which you don't have yet anyway. So that's not necessarily Dover Avod, that's Menias HaRevach. So Be'ez Hashem, when we get further into the Limud, we'll see more about that. But Dover Avod means that you have it already. And some poskim say, even like if you have, you're going to close the business on Chol HaMoed, and you're going to lose your customers. Because if they just won't come to you because you're closed, they'll go to someone else. But after Chol HaMoed, they'll come back to you. So that's not a Dover Avod. That was a Menias HaRevach. You didn't make the money that you would otherwise have made had it not been Chol HaMoed. But some posts can point out, but if as a result, they're going to start going to someone else to do their whatever shopping or whatever it is, and then they're not going to come back to you. So to speak, your customers that were kavua with you are shaykh to you, and now you're going to lose them. That could be considered some posts can hold as a dover of it. Whereas if they'll just go for the week that you're closed for Chol HaMoed, and then they'll come back. So there was a Menias HaRevach. So that's the difference between Hefsed and Dover Avod and Menias HaRevach. So Kol Malach Shim Lo Yasa Osa B'Moed Yeh Sham Hefsed Harbe Osim Osa Uvachal Yeh B'Torach Harbe. But it can't be something that has a lot of Tircha. Ketzed Mashki Beis HaShalchim B'Moed Aval Lo Beis HaMashki Shim Lo Yishke Beis HaShalchim. This is a field that requires irrigation. The Aratatzmei Yifsedu Ha'ilonos Shabbat. If you're not going to irrigate the field, then the trees that are in that field will go to pot. So that's a Hefsed Meruba. We have to do it in a way that if you're going to take buckets ditch out buckets of water to do it, that's going to be a very big tircha. So even though it's a Dover Avod, but if it's a tircha, a big tircha, that's going to be usur anyway. But you could channel the water to go into the field, which apparently won't be so much tircha, and therefore you could do this on Chol HaMoed, this type of halacha on Chol HaMoed, because it's a Dover Avod and it's not a Torah Gadol. But if it wouldn't be a Dover Avod, or even if it would be a Dover Avod and a Torah Gadol, then it would be Aser if it's a Torah Gadol, even if it's a Dover Avod. But it's Mashma the Rambam that all these things are only Midrabanan, even the Aser Dika things are only Aser Midrabanan.
I think you can say today that not professional things where you might have to have a lot of tircha to do something very professional, but most things that are not professional, we've sort of eliminated all the tircha. In other words, watering fields is not a tircha anymore.
You just press a button.
Press a few buttons. That's the same thing talking about washing machines. There's very little tircha. Modern man has destroyed
tircha. Has taken away tircha. Right, so now we have to have separate discussions about doing the laundry. Because the laundry in the old days was a big, tircha. It meant you went to the lake. And you had to bring your clothes there, and then you had to wring them out, and then you slapped them back. It was a whole chagadia. It's a whole thing. Today you just put it in. But the question is in other words, the certain things might be also mishum gzeira, that we're afraid that if you don't do them before Yontif, you'll leave it to do it on Yontif. So we have to see how the kibbutz thing does. So that Be'ez Hashem in the future shir, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about. Yeah. So that's a good point that you're making, that the tircha today has different parameters than it had yesteryear.
I would just push back on a little bit, just the way that tircha in some ways is subjective. That meaning that, yeah, it was there, it was a big tircha, but there's a one there. At what point can we consider it no longer a tircha? Meaning there was new technologies that made it easier and easier and easier, and it's very possible that 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be even easier than it is right now. And they're going to look back and say, like,
all right, what did they had to do? You had to,
spray the clothes, and they had to make sure the stain was out. They had to put it with the detergent. Now it just happens automatically.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're talking about cars that drive by themselves.
Right. So they're going to look back and say, what's your.
I want to know about the cars that drive by themselves.
I feel like if someone's complaining about it, maybe someone goes, oh, I still have to go and take out the, I have to go and I have to do laundry, there's so much I have to do.
Right, it's still, people still complain.
Right.
So but it's nothing compared to what it used to be.
100%, but it's hard to call it not a tear club, because a lot of things are.
But okay, but with that aspect, we still have to see what, you know, because that might still be an issue, people say, Zera, etc.
Does tear club also require time? Like, let's say you're lifting heavy, like one heavy object. It's a lot of work to lift a heavy object. It doesn't take that much time.
So, right, so that's a good question also. In other words, does tircha have a time? Say, in other words, for 10 minutes you'll be schwitzing, but then it's over. Will that be considered tircha or not? So, okay, so we'll have to be my, okay. But that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Chol HaMoed, Melechas Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan, simple pshat, and over Avod, and with Belitir. And then we'll see more. Okay, number two. Tein Divrei HaYerushalmi, Inyan Melacha B'Chol HaMoed. So there's a famous Yerushalmi on page 3. So on page 3, Daf Tes. Amar ba mamol ilu hayoli misha yumna imi itarti boser. Yeah, he says like this. In other words, he says there's certain things that if I get another rabbi to vote with me, I would matter certain things that he thinks should be mutter. Ilu hayoli misha yumna imi. Somebody who, will join with me. So what will he do? He tied the besar b'chor li shokel b'litra. Let's see the korban eda. Il ha'yaldi mechacham v'sheim and imi ha'yisi mati b'sa b'chor v'tamo havagav v'sheim bez v'yochol v'atal divir bez v'chaveru elakim godol menachoch m'minin sh'nech v'shehein osin hefek havonat ha'takona. So in other words, the question if you have a bchor, so the question is, are you allowed to weigh it, the meat of the bchor, of the bchor behema? So is that considered a bizoyim? The way you're weighing other things, because this is, something of, so is that considered a bizayim? So they were obviously, they asked it. They said it wasn't right. But then the Korban Eda saying, what's the reason why they would matter it? Because the point is to sell it for cheap. So there was the reason why they retarded b'sar b'chol yishokel b'litra retarded. So what's the korban eda says? Hey, my rimer love shanirin hatichas gedolos ukvedos. The ilu hayishokel also b'mishkal hayu yosef b'zol. So. And let's see how the Moshe writes it. Yeah. Yeah, the shokel belitra. Family ain't shokel b'asher b'chor belitra. Yeah, I'm on the left side of the page now in the Pnei Moshe. The first word on the line is misomim ketanim. You can't weigh the b'sar of a b'chor in the shudev b'zoyin. Because we wanted that they should sell it for cheaper. So therefore, we would say that if you didn't weigh it the way you weigh other meat, you would lower the price. You would just say. But these people, because we didn't want you to weigh it. So we wanted you just to estimate and then give it a discounted price. But they were doing fakant. Hey, Marim, and welcome to Sobiyoker. So in other words, they weren't measuring, they weren't weighing it. And then they would estimate Lachumra, you know, to get more money. But the whole point of it is, was that it's a bizayon, so we want people to just not weigh it and charge less, but they were charging more. So then the whole point of the takana is batal, because the whole point is we wanted people, in other words, it's their bizayon, so therefore we wanted therefore people to sell it to other people for cheaper. So then I would just say, let's do away with this whole thing. Let's just find out what it really weighs. And we'll sell it based on that.
Okay, no.
So because, in other words, the whole idea is we don't want you to weigh it. It's bizarre that you're weighing it just like you're weighing other meat. Just treating it like the sire before, like any other meat, right? So we don't want that. So therefore they said, don't weigh it and just, but the whole purpose of not weighing it was therefore they should round down, but they weren't. So he says, so might as well just weigh it now. And so he says, if someone else, another rabbi would come along with me, we would sign the Kol Kore together. You know, I don't want to be the only one on the Kol Kore, but if someone else would sign on along with me, we would.
And there's another thing he says. Klum asru lasos malach b'chalamoid al kadesh shehu ochlim v'shosim v'gein b'torah.
And he says he would have also fitarti shiosim malach b'chalamoid. In other words, those two things that Rabbi Ba said, that if someone would sign off with me, I would stop the issue of weighing the b'sar b'chor. That's number one. And number two, I would matter malach and cholamoid. Because the whole point of Isra malach and cholamoid is that people should not do malach and therefore they could eat and drink and learn Torah. And they're just wasting time and they're just doing frivolous activities, etc. So again, Pokes in Rashi, he says the Torminadim Mishtachim, Osin Averis. So he says if the whole point of not doing Malacha Chalamoid is anything for learning, they're learning anyway. So he might as well just let them do Malacha Chalamoid. So the Rush says over here on page 4 that this seems to imply that the Isra Malacha Chalamoid is only the Rabban. Because if it would be Doraisa, then how you can't matter a Doraisa? You say, I'm going to matter, you know, say, ah, oh, I'm going to be matter Shabbos. Because the people aren't keeping Shabbos anyway, I should matter. You can't speak that way. But if something is only the Rabbanan, you'd say, if I was on a Bezdin that could be matter, you know, in Bez Yehol, Vatel, Divrichay, Bez the Chaver came, got a Chachmo minion, so this is what I would do. So let's see that Russian side. The Russia is here on page 4. Yeah, it's in the middle of the page here. Ogresin, the first word on the line is Bisham de Mechilti. I should have put an arrow there, but it's the first word on line page 4 on the right side, de Mechilti. De Mechilti, Parag Beis Halacha Gim. Right. The first word on the line is melacha b'chol hamoed. I would be matter. They should do melacha b'chol hamoed. Klum otsu melacha b'chol hamoed. Al kadesh yeh ochlim v'shosim smechim. He came with Torah. In ochlim v'shosim posim. Almat isu melacha b'chol hamoed. Ein ela midrabanan.
See that? It's only midrabanan because it would be the raisa. How could you say I would have been matter? There are abundance, you can be matter, because if one Bezdin makes a takana and the other Bezdin is Gadol Mehen V'chach Mubinyan, he can repeal the takana. So then you could hear the Pshat and Yerushalmi that they would have repealed it. But to just say, you know, like that, it would be. So that's the Yerushalmi. And so there's Tehnevi Yerushalmi in Yimalach B'chol Moed. That's the Yerushalmi that says that they would have matter Malach and Chol Moed because people were not using the Issa Malach of Chol Moed in the proper way. The proper way is therefore, okay, don't do Malach and now go learn. And then they weren't doing that. And the Rush says, you see from here that the Rush from this Yerushalmi that the Malach of Chol Moed is only the Rabban. Okay, now number 3. Tain divrei ha-sefi yireyim b'inyan melechas chol hamoed. So the sefi yireyim is written by Rabbi Eliezer of Mintz. Let's find the page. What page is it? Oh, here we go. It starts on page 13. Sefi yireyim is Rabbi Eliezer of Mintz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, "V'gozru chachamim achol shomoyed, asur bo malacha sheish lo torach, vein." So Chachamim made an Isser on the Gazu Chachamim, first of all. Asu bo melacha sheish bo torach. So that's what we saw in the Rambam. Right, if ain dover avod, we said dover avod is mutter for ain b'torah. So they asked something ain b'torah. So but he says that tircha is a very big fundamental part of the melacha of Chol Hamoed. And that he says again on page 14. On towards the bottom. The first word in the line is Hamikros. Kol Eil Hamikros Asmachta Shekol Isser Kol Omed Midrabona. Get a mean boy cottons. Mishub Tircha V'Lav Tircha. That's his main thing.
of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, the main thing, this is Tircha. What is that Tircha? And he says, because if you're doing something, like you have to move this piano, you want to, sometimes this comes up, people, moving, especially in Washington Heights, people, there's a season where every day you see another moving truck in front of the building, because, people come and go, So the question is, so moving a Chol HaMoed is a very big tircha. To have to move, to have to, it's something that's a significant tircha.
That's so, also Kiven Malach Chol HaMoed, right?
Right, it would be, yeah, Kiven Malach Chol HaMoed if you lavish.
Even if it wasn't a tircha.
Even if it wasn't a tircha, yeah. But tircha is a big... the big part, and the Sheif Yireim quotes from the Gemara that's like a very fundamental part of Melechus Chol HaMoed. But then he says on page 15. He says, "So Razi nearly Hashem Tosafti. We would pay Perushe Rabosai." But then he says, "Other Rishonim disagree. Matzasi this is Malach B'Chol HaMoed Daraisa. Not like what I said that it's only the Rabban. It's Daraisa. Because Mokam Lamandu is a Tali Talmud Yisur Malacha Kol Loshol Moed B'Tircha Lamandu Lo Mitzra Ela Malachas Torah." In other words. Whereas he was saying before that it's the Rabbanan. Now he's quoting Rishon and saying it's the Raisa. We're again. The crux of the Raisa is still Torah. Even if, in other words, when you hold the Rabbanan or the Raisa, it's still framed with the Torah. Like Shabbos has nothing to do with Torah. In other words, if you do something, you turn on the light on Shabbos. And it can be in a certain malacha deraisa. You drive a car. Say people love, some people like to just stand drive for pleasure. They enjoy driving. It's not a Torah. So on Shabbos, there would still be in a certain deraisa. But Chol HaMoed, the Sefer Yireim saying is the main focus of Chol HaMoed is whether there's tircha or not tircha. And that's. The Hagdara, how he frames Chol HaMoed based on the Gemara. So that's question three. Question four. Tein divrei HaRamban mipanu. Take a look at page 16 of the Shar Blot of the Ramban mipanu. He's a Mekubal from Italy. Menachem Azaria Pano. And he's quoted, in the big, he's quoted in the Shach, he's quoted, and he wrote others from Alfasi Zuta. And then there's a whole discussion whether he had a beard or not. That's a whole discussion. Was he clean shaven or not? There's a Chuv in the Chasim Sofer about that. That he says he was clean shaven. How can a Kubal be clean shaven? That's a good question. But some say it's a forgery. that's a whole thing. But the Ramban mipanu was a big paisik, a big mekubal, and he wrote different svarim. Juvis, so it's always good to look up. Ramah there is spelled Resh Mem Ayin, because it's Reshit Hayus from Menachem Azaria. Mem Ayin. So let's see what he says here. He says on page 17,
In other words, the question of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, right? So the question of tefillin on Chol HaMoed has to do with whether Chol HaMoed is considered an os. Like Shabbos and Yontif is an os, so we don't need the os of tefillin because we have the os of Shabbos and Yontif. But is Chol HaMoed considered an os or not? So Rosh Pshitul Adisa B'chol, Rabbi Yosef Gleim, Zachmei Adas, Rabbi Kiva came into os, Tali Moses, Rabbi Mifarash, Oz, Azem, Yishum, Issa Chomets. So if you say the os is a Chol HaMoed, is the Issa Chomets, so I don't need tefillin, I have an Issa Chomets. That's the os, Yeshiva Sukkah, Ain Shum Chilak B'Neim. V'im Yishum Issa Melacha, Im Lach Chol HaMoed, Asur Midoraisa, Chanami, V'im Midrabban, Anim Kein, Ein Ba Os.
Even if it's midoraisa, you can't say the level of the os is the same as the level of the os on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Right.
You don't feel. I don't think. And it's a person who follows the oraisa, all the malachos of Chol HaMoed, still I don't think feels like it's Yom Tov.
Right, because it's Chol HaMoed. Right. You should be, yeah. So first he wants to say, the Malachas Palamoyin Asur Midoraisa Chachanami. He wants to say that if it's an Issa Doraisa, then for sure it's an Os. The Imid Rabbanan Inke Eimbos. Veish Mashkin, Higdil Tushio Lekayim, Das, Allah's Gedolos, Rav Tehan, Asri Lei Malachas Palamoyin Rabbanan, Mechilkas Tefillin Posen, Lanifim Palamoyin. So he's quoting here that the shita that holds that the shita of halachas gedolos and rabbeinu tam that say that halachas chol hamoed is rabbanan halachas tefillin pasach hanicha chol hamoed. So then. So that's the idea that he holds as it's a raisa, then it possibly could be an os. If it's the Rabbanan, then it's probably not an os. And then he says, the Lord of the Lord has called Mod Shuvas to focus, list of all arise, Zachasham, Harash, the time to be a Rav, the Emo Rabbi Gdolam, Omer Sheish, Mokhiv Shvisa, the raisa. Right, because we saw the Rosh wants to say it's only the Rabbana. People are right from that Yerushalmi. Right? And but he says, but he thinks that it's the Raisa.
Yeah, he thinks
it's the Raisa. And therefore, the Lord of the Lord is the Chokhos Listor Kol Arayas Shazokha Sham Harosh. He said, I can slug up all the rice that the Rosh said that it's only Drabanan. And he thinks it's the Raisa. And here, let's look on. Well, he quotes another Yerushalmi here on page 19. The paragraph, Akan Anu Meshivim Mel Harosh, Masha Somach Ledin Tefillin Chol HaMoed Yerushalmi Gabi Masnisin, it's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosev Adam Tefillin La'atzmo. You can write Tefillin for yourself, the Masha Mavol L'Acherim, Ukmer Rav Hasim B'Kosev La'anicham Ad Achar HaMoed. Well, Tzorach HaMoed Shari. So he's saying that he thinks it's the rice, and therefore it's an os. He says it's the Raisa, it's an os. That works in good, because the Mekubalim usually are not into putting a tefillin on a Cholamayit. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef said. The Beis Yosef said, we all used to put on tefillin on Cholamayit. And then one day we saw the Zohar says that if you have Misa, if you put on tefillin on Cholamayit, then we stop putting it on. Right. So the Zohar says that you're not allowed to put tefillin on Chol Moed. Yichai Misa, the Zohar says. Wow. Why Yichai Misa? Because the Zohar says, because if the Kedushas Hayom of Chol Moed is like his Hashem's tefillin, so to speak. So Hashem's saying, I'm giving you my tefillin. Today you don't have to put on your own tefillin. And you say back to Hashem, no, I have my own tefillin. I don't need your gift. So it's an insult to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Zohar says that's why you have Misa, you mevazeh the melech. You mevazeh the melech. So he says that, so Bamela, he's of that ilk that he doesn't say it the way the Zohar says, but he says it. That it's a deraisa, and therefore it's an os. And if it's an os, then you don't need the os of tefillin. Okay, so that is the. So now let's see the question number five. Shitas Haramban. The Ramban is in Masechta Avodah Zarah. It's on here on page 11. So he writes, "I'm in a Torah ain't osur el melechas avodas karka kayotzibah shu terchasa meruba. We aim as in a Torah lo lava lo malchus. He says you don't get it. It's no malchus, but he says the same idea." That the real Minatora, it's only, in other words, the paradigm Davar Shetircha was Avodas HaKach. That's what Tircha, you know, that was the, you know, again, you have to realize that the old days, there was an agricultural society, and that's, you know, people weren't, you know, it wasn't computer generation, it was an agricultural generation, agriculture is a big tircha, you know, sowing and shoveling and this and that. So he says that it has to be melechas avodas karka v'kayotze bo. In other words, if you can find something that's not avodas karka, but it's also a big tircha. So then it's going to be an issur d'oraisa, even though there's no malchus, because there's no pasuk that says lo sa'asa melacha. It's called a mikra kodesh, so it has to be a special day. So we don't want you to do things that can stare. Like Rav Shechter, I believe, quoted once from the Karen Ora, that, you know, it could be that Melechus Kol HaMoed
and the mitzvah of simcha are commensurate one with the other. If mitzvah simcha is the raisa, then isur chol hamoed is the raisa. Because the whole idea of chol hamoed is it shouldn't stare the character of the day. And the character of the day is that it's the Yom Simcha. So we don't want to share the character of the day. So the things that are not so much of a tircha are not going to be in a siddurais. And even those that are derais, there's not going to be malchus. But he says, and the Yerushalmi, that's Masad Rabbanon, that's because there was added things that the Chacham Masad, which are only the Rabbanon. That's what he wanted to be Matir. He didn't want to be Matir, everything, says the Ramban. He said, I would have Matir, if one more rabbi would sign off the Kol Kori with me, I would sign to do Malach and Chol HaMoed. Didn't mean to do malacha of karka and chol hamoed. That's a deraisa. You can't matter that. It means to do a malacha that chachamim asid midrabanan. That's not, full tircha. But something that's a full tircha, like avodas hakarka, but he uses a lashon malachas avodas karka v'kayotzei bo shetirchasan beruba. Okay, so now let's see the next question, the Trumas Hadeshim. I always tell you have to know every Trumas Hadeshim, right? You heard me say that a couple of times? So if there's ever a Trumas Hadeshim, you should always know every Trumas Hadeshim. What?
I said you
got to
know it.
You got to know it. Yeah. Okay. On page 21. Shela, but Tishabov, Shari Lachlov, Aporos, Ushar Behavos, and Tsaraklas, and Saladay Nokr. Can you milk cows on Tishabov? That's the question. Milking cows on Tishabov, or do you have to get a guy to milk the cows? Since Chuva, Yirid, the Chorim, Mashmet, Shari, that we call a moid, Iker, Iser, Asias, Malachal, Rabbe, Natan, Marie, Midrabanon, Mukhtas, Gaon, and Midaraisa. If you have had to pressure the cholvim and behemoth atzman, because of cholmoid, it's mutter to kotz ramah, they can milk on cholmoid. So if you can milk on cholmoid, the cholmoid is more chomer than cholmoid is more chomer than Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is only the Rabban. Cholmoid, it could be the raisa also. And yet, we permit doing chaliva. Okay, kosher came with Tisha B'Av, they know a minute. Some parak, welcome Shenogu, lasas, malacha with Tisha B'Av. Panami, welcome Shenogu, lasas, be your dal. Mashik says, didin echad hu, lumlachas, Tisha B'Av. What is he saying here? Was viewed valid? That's Erev Pesach. Viewed valid. Listen. Then, there was more mashma that Tisha B'Av has similar dinim of Erev Pesach, Lagavi Malacha. And these are more kal than chol hamoed. Al menira deish chol hamoed is malach mishum shvisu. Shor rabban chol malach is hedyot. She'ena shol torach. In my shehu tzarach silpas moed. Al menira is malach b'tisha b'av mishum inoyot. In other words, he's saying there's a difference, in fundamental difference between the issa malacha on tisha b'av and the issa malacha on
on Chol HaMoed. He says, Chol HaMoed, we want you to not be preoccupied. So if it's something that doesn't require a professional or it's not Shal Torah, then we'll permit it. Or if it's a Tzarech Simcha, because that's the thing we want. But the Tisha B'Av is Mishim Inoyu. Because people naturally want to be active and do things. And if you can't do things, it's an inoy. So on Tisha B'Av, it's nothing to do with Torah or not. It has to be something something that you spend a little time with. You want to be productive. So in Tisha B'Av, turning on a light is nothing, you don't feel productive that you turned on the light. Right? But you do something that takes a little time, you feel productive that you did it. So in Tisha B'Av, we don't want you to feel productive. So that's part of the inui, that you're not feeling productive. So b'meila, you can't, so it's not so much whether it's a malachas hedyot, it's whether something that takes a little time and you feel accomplished that you did it, so that you shouldn't do in Tisha B'Av. But in other words, this is a beautiful tshuva, this Truma Sadesha. It's a lamdasha tshuva. He says, what's the core difference between the Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av and Erev Pesach? On Tisha B'Av in contrast to Chol HaMoed. That Chol HaMoed is about being besimcha and not being preoccupied with anything. That, you know, so if you open up the light, you don't feel, oh, I'm preoccupied, it takes away my simcha. No, that's, but if you do something, so you say, Lafuk had lachas neiros, luksha lahatir, she'im bashir vayne pasha lahatir petishkov. Hey, malacha she'itir lachacham lutzimchas moed vayne lansosim petishkov. So he says again, so Tisha B'Av is about productivity, or being lack of productivity, so you should feel inui. And Chol HaMoed is about taking away the, as we have struck the seventh career, the Simchas Moed. So therefore, well, so how? Yeah, so then, So that's the chilud. So now,
So now the question is, what about milking? What is it? So he says that maybe Tisha B'Av you shouldn't milk. Why? Because that will take away the inui. You feel productive, right? Is that what he's saying? Betelus malacha adra batanugu. What he's saying? Rishna b'kulu tanugu kachas v'tanis goes wrong. Shonu malacha amay as sar hulo. The betelus malacha adra ba. The tazi b'tshuva shem Rabbi Yoha. Tisha b'av. No. So he's saying Chalamar is mutter to milk. He tells a halak no bim, Malacha the Chalamar, bim Malacha the Tisha B'Av. Malacha Maya Sarlo, I'm with the tails Malacha Adraba Tanukolo, you know. Because we're English called Hakanath, so near the end of time, Shem is Malacha Mishum Shem. Vatlan Hainoi, Dafka Achachatzos. Because it says the Ein Lishkot, you can't Tisha B'Av, you can't shecht lach until after Chatzos. So he says because you're feeling oskim tikkun machol, then you mevatel the inui. But after Chatzos, when you could shecht and not eat, so then he really wants to eat now. Now we're not letting him eat, so then you could shecht because that'll just make him more miserable that he's shechting and not eating. English Chod L'Hachim L'Sudas Laila Ad L'Hachai Chatzos. From Yom Kippur. We can't match Mishum Yisim L'Hachim Nagubo. And Kach Levi Mahasas L'Hachim Mishum because of Rabbi Sam Hishvim Medusayim. So he says he doesn't want to. So he says Chol Amoy, it's Mutter. Because why? It's not a. But Tisha B'Av. He wants to be machmir. Had to posture the cholvim of behemoth's atzma. He says, so, and cholvim is more machmir. So, kolshe kein Tisha B'Av is just a minhag, not to do malacha. So, certainly, it should be mutter. Certainly should be mutter, but then he changes it and says no. They So what's the reason? So why is he saying, so what's his maskana? Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't. First, he wants to say Tisha B'Av is more kal. It's just a minhag. So certainly you can, if you can do it a Chol Hamoed. So, but he's saying, no, he doesn't want to. Tisha B'Av says malacha, and what was and the svar he said before was what? That you shouldn't feel productive, so then you shouldn't do it. And after chatzos, maybe you could, it's more kal, because then you don't feel productive. You feel bad that you're getting the food ready and you can't eat it. It's all about inur. So if you do something in the morning to cook, say, a Tisha B'Av, so you're feeling productive, you shouldn't do that. If you're doing it later in the day, you could do it, because then you're doing it, and you, but you just can't eat it. So then you don't feel good. So it's all about the eating part. Right? Is that how you... So in the end, and Chol Moed, it's mutter, why? Because it's... It's because it's Sarah. Food and is it tircha?
It's like one day
cows
recover
from the
milk, like for a week. Yeah.
Okay, he quotes the Ramah. So you want to send? Let's just read the Ramah. Sif Hay. You have anyone have a Mishnah Berurah here? Or in you again?
Yeah,
sure. Mr. Brewer. What is it? Sif.
No, no. Which one is it?
What, Vav?
Vav.
Tav Kuf Lam and Gimel Sif Hei in the Ramah. Yeah, it should be Vav. And then we'll just take a look there, and then we'll continue. We did hopefully today the first seven questions. That's good. We do, you know, when you do Chazara, you put everything together. But it's a fascinating Lamdusha Tshuva, the Tshuva Sedeshin, of milking, and the difference between the Issa Melacha and Chol Hamoed and the Issa Melacha and Tisha B'Av. It's good. You have to give a shiur. Two of you have to give a shiur.
Thank you. I'll give a shiur.
Yeah. Either before Pesach and Chol Hamoed or before Tisha B'Av.
I won't be there anymore for Tisha B'Av.
You'll be in another shul by then.
What?
Maybe you'll be in a different shul by then.
Yeah, I mean, Maitreich ends with Shavuos.
Okay, so Shavuos is also...
I guess everything's fair game on Shavuos, right?
Yeah, okay.
Roughing just this.
Oh, okay. So, Gimel. Okay, let's see what it says. Gimel. Come along with the Tark Moed. It's Mutter. What's the siman of this Truma Sedeshin? Yeah. So he quotes here that it's, even if it's, why is it Dover HaOvad? If you're not going to milk. He says, "Butulach lof habehema afilu shalolot tzorach haboed the havi dover haofet." That's what he says. The Ramah Tov Kuvlamet Gimel Hey, but it's going to get ruined, the milk, if you don't.
No, the animal has to be milked. It's sar belichayim. No.
So is that the same thing as dover haofet?
Why does he say
the
don't hurt?
What? The animal can get sick.
And the animal gets, I mean, there was a lot of you see, Byron, you have a Mishnah Bertov Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Hey. Oh, yeah. So, how do you understand this Ramah? Mutter Lachlov Habahema Fila Shalola Tzach Amoid, David Dover Ha'ovud.
Maybe he probably means the milk.
The milk is the milk. I mean, if you don't.
We know on Shabbos, if you have to milk the cow, we lose the milk.
Right. You,
according to one, anyway, I mean, if you have to do it manually, I mean, then the right. question of the milking machine, but that's a different.
Right. But
maybe he thinks there's no reason to be ma'abated on Chol HaMoed. In other words, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to be ma'abated.
Right. The Chol HaMoed.
The Chol HaMoed, the Chorah, you know, there's no inyan to be ma'abed ochel.
Right. So what does he say? How do you?
I think it means you have to, somebody, that's the point. With the Trumas Adeshin, really started out with asking about a guy doing it. That's the out, Kilo.
Right.
But he's saying you don't have to go that far.
Right.
Because since if you don't do it, I guess, you know, if you don't, if you, no, maybe you have to do it. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it.
But what's the Dover Ovid? How do you understand what the Dover Ovid is?
Something that you lose out on beyond just.
So if you don't chol live it, what are you saying? What are you saying?
Throw
away milk. So what? In other words,
you have to throw away.
In other words, you could be chol live it, even if it's not tzarach hamoed, because there'll be a dover of it, to throw it away.
Well, you don't say.
And why are you allowed to milk it in the first place? Is it?
Well, it's accounting. It's paid for the animal for one, and second is you was paid for the animal, and also if you stop milking a cow, they stop producing milk. So that would be pasha dover of it, because you wouldn't have your cow would no longer produce milk after all night.
Mm-hmm.
You stop milking it.
Just Google this. That if you don't milk the cow when it's producing milk, you're very sick. Eventually die.
Oh, he's who said that?
Google.
Rabbeinu Google says that if you don't follow it, then they. So,
I don't know how often it doesn't say.
Every time.
Also, if you stop really milking it, also.
They always say it's Tzar Bali Chayim. That's really the.
Right. But he doesn't use that lashon here. That's what I'm wondering about. Okay, so you're saying Rabbi Google says that if the animal gets sick and dies, and you lose their animal. That is the dover of it. And I guess he's assuming it's not tircha. You won't take away from the simchas yontif. It won't take away.
Now it's done.
Yeah, if the animal dies, take away.
Fresh milk, baby.
But he's saying that it's simple ziyantif. But you can't have a tircha. Is it a tircha? I don't know. Is it so much of a tircha to milk? You know that? Okay. Maybe it's not so much of a tircha. We'll think about it some more. We'll pick up with this next week. Okay. Everyone should have a good day. So tomorrow we're going to have Shir at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock in New York time.
Okay.
After the people in Yerushalayim and the people.
We're only 6 hours now. We're on winter time already.
Are you ready to change the clock?
Right, last night.
Last night you changed the clock. We're not doing it for next week.
Right, so we're 6 hours different.
6 hours. And people in Chicago should realize that also. So 11 o'clock New York time, Bezer Shem tomorrow. Okay. Call to. Have a good day. Have a good day, Moshe Carroll.